Well, this morning, if you have your Bibles, we're going to share for a little while before we have that time of fellowship after the service. Philippians 4, 4 to 9. And I thought that since we had an act of Thanksgiving, it would be good to talk about Thanksgiving. And it is always good to give thanks unto the Lord. It's also good to give thanks to one another as well. And so, just to share with you this morning, Philippians 4, 4 to 9, it says, always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you have learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you. Well, this morning we've been reminded of an act of thanksgiving as we approach this holiday of Thanksgiving. And it kind of serves as a good reminder that we're entering into a season where really the whole world is encouraging one another, be thankful. Be thankful. Have those expressions of gratitude. Now, thanksgiving, if you look at the definition, is a grateful acknowledgement of benefits or favors received. Thanksgiving is an expression of gratitude. And in regards to God, it is a celebration, which we just saw here this morning, and an acknowledgement of divine favor and kindness received. And the Bible tells us that we are to be thankful people. And we're also called to express our thankfulness to one another and also to God. And from Old Testament to New Testament, you'll see that this act of thanksgiving was something that was encouraged and expected. Thanksgiving was to be done in word and in deed. And in regards to God, thanksgiving was to be given in many ways, from vocal and public expression to a personal acknowledgement to a prayer, a song, to dancing, even an offering. In the Bible, we see examples of people worshiping God through all of these expressions, giving thanks to God, which really is an important act of our worship. It's also interesting to see that thanksgiving being expressed through an offering. And as you read the Bible, it talks about thank offerings unto God. And sometimes we don't talk about that too often, but that's something, again, that is very important, that we bring thank offerings to God. They may not be something you bring every week, but they can be things that you bring once in a while, where you want to express to God a special word of thanksgiving. I know for myself, as summer was beginning, I finally paid my house off. And as I did that, I kind of felt, well, you should take another payment and give it as a thank offering to God. And so there's things like that that we do to give thanks unto God. And we've had numbers of people as well from our church, and even people that have been a part of the church and moved away, that at times they will send back a thank offering. Again, just being thankful for their time that they were here, being thankful for the people that have been here, and they give an expression of thanksgiving through an offering. And so that's pretty cool that those things are done. And so it's actually a practice that was very common in the Old Testament time and also then into the New Testament time. But you don't usually see the word thank offering, because now it's about a generous offering. They're thanking God generously for God's provision and God's keeping power in their lives. And so as we come into this season of Thanksgiving, the harvest is already coming in very well. There's much to give thanks for. And it's really a good practice for all of us that we continue to have that in the back of our minds, to give thanks unto God. It's always good to give thanks. It's always good to be thankful people and to express our thanksgiving, not just to God, but also to one another. So something that's very important and that certainly helps us in all of our relationships when we respond to one another with thanksgiving instead of complaints, right? So as we're seeing this act of thanksgiving this morning, I thought, you know, it'd be just nice to just take a few minutes to look at some areas where we can be encouraged to be more thankful. And as we read this passage of scripture here in Philippians, there's a few little things I want to just touch on briefly and just encourage you in this area of thankfulness. Well, first of all, in Philippians 4, I see the theme of thankfulness as something to be constant. It's not to be a one-time thing, but something that is ongoing in our lives. The word that is used here is always, always. Thanksgiving should be something that we do always. Philippians 4:4 says, always be full of joy in the Lord. And I say it again, rejoice. Well, part of when we're full of joy is usually we have that demeanor of happiness, that demeanor of thankfulness in our lives. And we should be noted as people who are happy, people who are thankful. Now, I realize that we all can have a bad day, or sometimes a few bad days, and sometimes trials come our way that get us down. But even in the midst of those things, we should be able to have a perspective of thankfulness. And that's what God is wanting from us. You know, instead of looking at all the problems and the negative, and, you know, we're all guilty of that from time to time. We start looking at all the negative things. We start quoting all the negative things. We start repeating all those negative things. And it doesn't take too long. You're discouraged. You're down. And God's reminding us, think about things that you can give thanks for. And start focusing on the things that you can be thankful for, even in the midst of trials, tribulations, even in difficult times. And there should always be something to be thankful for. You know, we serve an awesome God, a God that does awesome and wonderful things. And if we can get our focus on Him, and to be thankful for the things that He is doing in our lives, it's amazing how that changes our atmospheres. You know, God is an atmosphere changer. And we want that to take place in our lives, that we would experience atmosphere changes. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Again, it's a perspective here that we would be thankful people. Now, we don't thank God because something bad happened to us. You know, we're not to be, you know, going down that road. But even in bad things, we're to look for something that we can be thankful for. I remember when my dad passed away, and as I was kind of shocked about that, and I was grieving about that, and the Lord just spoke to me real clearly that morning and just told me, he says, you have a choice. You can grieve like you're doing, or you can start giving thanks for the time that you did have with your father and for all the good things and the good times that you had with your father, and give thanks to me for those times. And I kind of found that kind of hard at the start, but once I got going and thanking the Lord for the time that I had with my father, it really did help me through that time of grief and sorrow. And it also ended up where I was blessed because of that, in many ways. And I was thinking this week that very morning, it was a Thanksgiving morning, and we shared with you at the end of the service that my dad had passed. And as a congregation, without anybody saying anything, you immediately all got up at the end of the service and you walked by us just as if there was a funeral service that took place. And then you ended up blessing us and helping us throughout that time. And that was a real blessing. But even in difficult times, you can be looking for something to be focused on to give thanks. Be thankful always. And listen to what it says, giving thanks, Psalm 50:23, is a sacrifice that truly honors me. You know, sometimes as we go through life, it is very difficult to even find something to give thanks for, because we're hurting so much. It's so difficult. The trial we're going through, the pain that we're going through, the loss that we're going through. And yet, as we would take that choice and choose to start thanking God for other things, not what happened to you, but for other things, it's amazing how a peace can come and can help us through that trying circumstance. Now, I realize thankfulness can be a sacrifice because it can be difficult at times. We might be crying. We might be weeping on the inside and saying, God, I don't know what's all that's happening and what's going on, but you know what? I'm going to be thankful to you. I'm going to praise you anyways. Even through this storm, I'm going to give you praise and thanksgiving. And every time we do that, it's amazing how peace can come. So a second part here that I see in this passage kind of goes right along with that being constant is that thankfulness needs to be a lifestyle. You know, it needs to be our goal. No matter what we face in life, even in times of uncertainty, to strive to be thankful. Again, we are to be thankful people. We're not to be complainers and arguing all the time. We're supposed to be thankful people. Philippians 4:6 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all that he has done. You know, worry, stress, circumstances, trials, they all can get the better of us, you know, and that's the truth for all of us. And sometimes, if we're honest, we don't handle those times too good. Sometimes we get mad. Sometimes we get complaining. Sometimes we get expressing all the negativity that is out there. And how do we feel when we're doing that? We usually don't feel all that great. And so it's good to be reminded that God says, when you're in those situations, you need to pray. You need to look to the Lord. You need to call on the name of the Lord. You need to seek his face. And as you're doing that, also express thanksgiving. And as we do that, then God begins to intervene in our lives because we're making a sacrifice to give thanksgiving. And again, this really is about perspective, having a perspective of thankfulness, even in the midst of troubling times. And, you know, a lot of times we don't realize that very spirit of thankfulness is the very thing that's going to carry us through that trial, that tribulation, that pain, that hurt, that offense, whatever it might be, as we get our attention onto the Lord and onto thankfulness, or even with in our relationships, to start focusing on that which we can be thankful for instead of those things that we're not thankful for. You know, Psalm 100 is a beautiful psalm of thanksgiving. Verses 4 and 5, I think, should be our standard for thanksgiving. It says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever and his faithfulness continues to each generation. What we saw today is really an expression of the Bible says, technically, that's how we're all supposed to enter into the house of the Lord. Celebrating the fact that we can be here, rejoicing in the fact that we're with fellow believers, fellow people that desire more of God, and we should be coming in this place rejoicing, celebrating, and being excited about the God that we serve. Third, in the passage, we see that thankfulness is a way to experience peace. You know, it may not seem the way that we're going to experience peace in any circumstance that is causing us worry, that's causing us fret, that's causing us anger, it's causing a whole bunch of emotions to be stirred up. But the Bible says that when we take that step to seek thankfulness, peace will come. Peace will come. Philippians 4:7, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. You know, you might say, how is that possible that if I will pray, if I will start giving thanks unto God, that it's going to make a difference in the way that I'm feeling right now? Well, it does. It really does. And what we need to remember is that God is pleased when we bring our cares to him. God is pleased when we call on him for help. He's that ever-present help in the time of trouble. He is pleased and honored when he sees us striving to look for something to be thankful for, even in the midst of a trial or a difficulty. The other part we need to realize is that peace, it doesn't come from you. The peace comes from God. It's a blessing that God gives to us that comes and fills our hearts and our minds. And it's something that we kind of struggle with and think like, you know what? I'm feeling okay right now. I don't know how I'm going to get through this trial. I don't know how I'm going to get through this tribulation, but I feel a peace. Well, that's something that God gives. It doesn't come from you. It comes from Him. And God says that if you are thankful, I'm going to bring peace to you. And you know what? To me, that's a pretty good place for all of us to start, even in the midst of relationships, that when we struggle in relationships, when relationships aren't going too well with one another or in our marriages, to start looking to be thankful. Start, you know, I see sometimes in marriage counseling, they make you fill out all these forms. Well, I think a good form would be start saying what I'm thankful for over my spouse. And start writing that down and then kind of go back to where you maybe had an argument and think about how many things am I writing down there compared to all these good things. It's about, again, a perspective that we will have. And as we would turn to that, God will bring peace in the midst of that storm that will surprise you and amaze you. And you'll be wondering, I don't understand it, but I know the Lord is going to be with us. I know the Lord is going to see us through this. It's no wonder why the Apostle Paul wrote these words in Colossians 4:2. Devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Key to success is prayer and thankfulness. Then fourthly, we see that thankfulness is about our focus, again, that perspective. Something that we need to work on, something that we need to keep in mind as we go through life. Philippians 4:8 says, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. You know, as I thought about that, I said, I wonder if we applied that to our own relationships. I wonder if we applied that to our marriages, that we would take the time to focus on these things that are good, that are helpful to us, that are positive, things that are true about one another, things that are honorable about one another, things that are right, things that are pure, things that are lovely, admirable, excellent, things that are worthy of praise, how that would change our atmosphere. I think it would change it quite a bit. And that's what God's trying to remind us. You know, there's a big difference in how we live and react to life. And we need to be focusing on things that we can be thankful for. And when it comes to God, well, there should be all kinds of things that come to our mind. God loves us. God went to the cross for us. Every time I read that story in the Bible that Jesus went to the cross for us, I'm thinking like, man, Lord, this world is such a mess. Why would you bother with us? We do not deserve your grace, your mercy, your suffering that you did for us. But he did so because he loved us. That in itself was enough to be thankful for. His mercy, his forgiveness, his care, his intervention in our lives. God helps us. God prepares a place for us in heaven. Hebrews 12:28 says, since we're receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and please God by worshiping him with holy fear and awe. There's a lot of power to thankfulness. It changes atmospheres. It changes circumstances. It turns things around as we begin thankful. And then lastly, from this passage in Philippians, it says to be, again, thankful is about a practice that we all need to follow. You know, honestly, sometimes, you know, life difficulties, they kind of get the better of us, and we don't necessarily always respond with thankfulness. Sometimes we can respond with some words that can be very inappropriate or words that we will later regret that we have said. And so sometimes, you know, we can mess up in this area. And so to correct that behavior, we need to get back to a practice that we really, you know, talk to ourselves and say, listen, this is what I need to be doing more of. I need to be expressing thanksgiving more to people and also thanksgiving more in our relationships and to our God. And to get back to that place, of thanksgiving. Philippians 4:9 says, keep putting into practice all you've learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing, then the God of peace will be with you. You know, I know we all can probably testify that we have been in that position, a very uncomfortable atmosphere where we expressed ourselves to somebody else and it wasn't something that was thankful. Hopefully not today, as before you came to church. But we've all been in that place where we've expressed something without taking the time to think about, maybe I should have spoke words of thankfulness instead of words of criticism. And I'm sure we've all been there and we've been in that uncomfortable atmosphere. And that's why the Bible says, keep putting into practice. You got to practice this. It's not just a thing that will just come on you suddenly. You got to put that effort into practicing this and being thankful and expressing that to one another and to your God, that we might be a thankful people. That's what God wants us to be. And again, as we do that, what does the Bible say? The God of peace will be with you. We've all been in that place where, you know, we said things we shouldn't have said or been in uncomfortable situations where an argument might have rose up. You're not experiencing peace at those times. But God says if you'll start being thankful, the God of peace, not only will you have peace, the God of peace himself will be with you. He's going to help you. He's going to see you through that time. So we need to keep practicing thanksgiving. Colossians 2, 6 to 7, the last scripture. And now just as you receive Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him. Let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth as you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. I really believe that God wants us to overflow with thankfulness. And all of us can improve in that area. So I speak to myself as well, that we all can improve in that area to be thankful, to express thankfulness. There's lots of things we can be thankful for. We're living in a world today where there's lots of things that are going wrong. There's lots of things happening in our communities that are going wrong. But if we would start thanking God for our communities, start blessing our communities. When we go out to Good Fish, that's one of the things that we strive to do. We don't want to complain about all the problems that we see there. We want to go out and start speaking blessing over the community. And that's kind of our goal as we pray there. Speak blessing over the community. Let's see a change in that community. When we gather here on Wednesday nights, we want to be praying a blessing over the communities around us as well, that we would experience that blessing in our lives. We had the RCMP here this week, and they really pumped me this week with a lot of questions about church and about you. And I got to tell them about that we desire to bless our community. We desire to bless you as RCMP officers. And that's something that we view as important. That's who we are as a church. And so we want to be those thankful people. And this morning, as we've been reminded by a very visual reminder, we had an illustrated sermon this morning before the pastor even spoke, of thanksgiving unto God, of celebrating our God. There were some milestones of birthdays. I'm not going to tell you how old each one is, but there were some milestones that they wanted to celebrate, and they wanted to celebrate it with you, to give thanks. It's important to be thankful, and God is speaking to us to be thankful. God is speaking to us, even in our relationships, to be thankful. You know, it's so easy to complain. I've done it too. So easy to criticize. It's so easy to go down those roads. But we all know that when we go down those roads, we never feel good. You never feel good. And God's trying to tell us there's a better way. And that better way is thankfulness. Be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful to one another. Be thankful to God. Be thankful in your expressions as you're in this community or wherever you live. Be thankful. Start saying thank you, God, over our communities. Instead of
praying about all these bad things we see. Lord, I thank you for good things. We live in a good community. I know there's lots of bad things going on, but you know what? I'm glad I live here. I enjoy living here. You do too, or you wouldn't be here. It's a good place to be. But you know what? Start thanking God for those good things, and we'll start seeing that rise up where it'll overtake all those bad things, and we'll start seeing God move in even greater ways. Be thankful. Be thankful towards your spouse. Be thankful towards the people that are around you. Be thankful for your family. Give thanks unto the Lord. Father God, I thank you this morning that we could come here today and be reminded that it's important to give thanks. It's important that in all our celebrations even, to come back to the place where we look to you and we say, we thank you, God, for all that you've done. We thank you for all your blessings on our lives. And that, Lord, even when we go through difficult times, and Lord, sometimes the things we go through are extremely hard. They're so hard. And Lord, to try to come up with something to say thank you can be really hard. But Lord, I thank you as we take that step that you're immediately there and you can bring a peace to our situation. You can begin to turn around that situation. You can begin to comfort us and strengthen us because you tell us you will come to us. You'll be right beside us. You'll be all around us. The God of peace will be with you. And so, Lord, we welcome your peace over circumstances, over situations, over battles that are going on right now in people's lives and hearts, Father. We're just praying that a new peace will come and a new focus will come where we will start, instead of looking at all the negative things, that we'll start looking at the positive things and start giving you thanks and praise and thanksgiving in Jesus' name.